Okay, so I'm watching as the news begins to roll in for this following week, and I'm seeing that now not only Sidney Powell is getting sued by Dominion, Rudy Giuliani is also. Now, as an American who's lived in Taiwan for 12 years, I have something to say about this, Zach. The Dominion's response reminds me of something China would say. Now, I've seen the videos. Like, they're in the back room, the lady's there using the machine. All right, then I take the paper, I put it in the scanner like so, and look at this here button. It lets me change anything I want to. I can make any vote change to a vote for someone else. I can even multiply it by five. Okay, it's like, how is Dominion's case defensible? They have machines that allow for elections to not be reliable if their machines are used in them. I'm a software developer and I look at this stuff and I'm going, all right, if it's connected to the internet and people say that you have a no password login, which I know what that is, if this is true, then Dominion doesn't have a case. Now, I suppose if Giuliani were claiming some very specific fact that required evidence that's different from saying that the Dominion machines are not exactly as clean and pure as the wind-driven snow when it comes to making an election reliable and trustworthy. If Giuliani was saying that the machine was red and called his mother something on a Friday at 3 p.m. and doesn't have evidence, well, then they might be able to go after that. But the big point is that, I mean, so many of these videos just taken by ordinary people showing how the software works, doesn't look trustworthy to me. It seems like it doesn't look trustworthy to a lot of people. So I look at this massive defense coming out of Dominion, and it reminds me of something I'd expect from China. Just overt and overblown, overdone assertions. This is absurd. Our work is extraordinary and everyone can trust it. It's something like that. And I recall the same types of things coming out of the media regarding the election as for its finality. Elections don't need to be proven fraudulent. They need to be proven not fraudulent. And if this election were a court case and the verdict were a conviction, there would be reasonable doubt and you would not have a conviction, which means that you'd not have a resulting election. So the push for all this. All right, so I'm sitting over here in Taiwan and I'm watching this news develop. I'm going, all right. China, since Biden got into office, China has been flying all kinds of planes willy-nilly into Taiwan airspace. Now, I wonder if the viral videos going around Twitter of a phone conversation and video footage and pictures of a supposed fake ballot factory in China creating fake ballots for Biden, supposedly. I wonder if those videos of the supposed Chinese fake Biden ballot factory have anything to do with China's confidence that Biden will let them fly their warplanes into Chinese air, or into Taiwan's airspace. I don't know if those videos on YouTube, which everyone says are fake, well, I mean, everyone at Facebook anyway, No, not Facebook specifically, but if those types of, with these types of videos all over the world, and with everyone knowing what's going on, what do you think China's up to? Look, I mean, you know, Biden had interesting ties to China. So I'm over here watching this and I'm going, no, I don't think China owns Biden. I think China thinks China owns Biden. Because Biden's a politician. He doesn't think he owes anybody anything. So he'll be happy to take China's money. But does he owe the Chinese something? The only way the Chinese would owe Biden anything, or that he would owe them, is if China had dirt on Biden. And if that were the case, they wouldn't need to help him get elected. They'd just say, hey, you better get yourself elected or we're going to share your dirt. So China, I do anticipate a lot of ruckus and a lot of activity, and I anticipate a lot of trouble in the world. But one of the things that I'm watching happen is good, honest, hardworking people are standing up and shining throughout all that's going on. I've talked in the last few days about my high levels of exercise. I train and exercise like a professional athlete. Now, I'm not an amazing skateboarder, but I'm learning and improving very quickly. I train very specific physical exercises at the gym. And being as that I didn't drop in on a quarter pipe until I was 40 years old, that indicates dedication and respect. So just a few days ago, it had rained at the skate park. And so what they do is they grab one of these bamboo brooms. They got lots of bamboo brooms in Taiwan. It's a different type of broom than we'd see in America. It's got like this hard, nasty weed. It's like tumbleweed in a bamboo stick, and it's made like a street broom. Anyhow, so when it rains, the next day there are puddles left over at the skate park and it's unskatable. People will take a broom and they'll smear the water all over the skate park so it'll dry more quickly. Instead of the puddles lasting all day, they'll be gone in an hour. Well, there were a lot of puddles, and so nobody was really moving the water out of the way enough. So I took 2 hours and walked around the skate park and smeared the water around and nannied it, and it'd dry a little bit, and the puddle was still there again, so I'd smear it again. And I took 2 hours. I've got blisters on my hands, and I smeared away the water in the skate park. Now, you take that with the fact that I've been improving, I've been exercising. I have respect from the local skateboarding community, not only in this city, but in others next door. People know who I am and what I'm up to. And the more I watch skateboarders and people that are involved in skateboarding stick together, help each other, do good, strong, useful, skill-related things, the more I watch this happen, the more I see people standing up, people rising up, even though there's trouble all throughout the world, these people stand up and many good things come of it. And I'm watching the same phenomenon happen with Gab. Gab was this podunk little social site. They had a really good product put together. Their servers were a little bit slow. I remember watching that. Now all this stuff happening, good, awesome, amazing people are able to step up and shine in the darkness. So as I watch what China's doing to Taiwan, this is Taiwan's moment to step up and stand up. And I am not afraid. Now, as I've said previously, there are certain issues that I've got to deal with Taiwan. They need to be respectful. We all need to learn and grow, but that's the whole point. Those of us that are shining and stepping up are learning and growing and changing bad behavior and adopting good behavior as we do. That's part of what makes us shine. See you tomorrow.